All right, Mama, let's be honest. If I had a dollar for every excuse I've ever made to not exercise, I would have enough for a mini shopping spree. But what if I told you that there is one essential oil that could help you not only overcome three of the most common barriers to exercise, but actually help you maximize your workout? Join us today to learn how this essential oil will help change the way that you move. Be sure to sign up to become a Natural Wellness Insider using the links in the show notes so that you never miss an episode. Let's get started. Hey, Mama. Welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed, and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen, and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions, and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find, and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Being a wellness advocate for over 8 years has provided me some very unique experiences in which I've been able to help many women work through barriers to movement, to moving their bodies, to exercising, because we all know that the benefits of exercise are just phenomenal. If you're not sure why you should be prioritizing exercise, be sure to check out last week's episodes on 4 reasons why you need to be prioritizing exercise and stop making excuses about it. So today, I want to talk about the 3 most common barriers to exercise that I've come into encounter with, and one essential oil that you can use to overcome each and every one of those. So let's start with those barriers. They are motivation, energy, and pain. So, if you have ever not exercised because you're sitting on the couch or laying in bed and you know you should be moving, but you just don't feel like getting up, this episode's for you. Or if you get to the gym and you reach for an energy drink or something else, right? You get there and you just don't feel like moving. Or you're exhausted, but you know you need to work out. So, you're actually at the gym. Hooray for you. That's like a huge step. This episode's also for you. Or if you encounter pain before exercise, during exercise, or after exercise, this episode is also for you. Now, again, I am not a medical doctor. So if you are limited to your exercise or not exercising because of a medical condition, you need to speak with your doctor. You should talk to your doctor before you engage in any type of exercise. That's just common knowledge. But I also want to note today that when we talk about the one essential oil that can help with motivation, energy, and pain, I have to let you know that I can only qualify the therapeutic effects of this essential oil based off of the brand that I use because of their purity and integrity to the essential oil. So if you are buying peppermint from the natural food store or Amazon or wherever else, I cannot guarantee that you're going to have the same incredible effects for your workout as if you're using one of mine, which is certified pure, tested grade by third parties. I know exactly what I'm getting. It's phenomenal. The other thing is I want to note that none of the statements being made today are meant to diagnose, treat, cure any type of disease. And they've not been evaluated by the FDA. So this is all just from personal experience. I want to make that disclaimer. Again, I'm not a medical professional. Check with your medical professional, as I mentioned. Okay, I think I've covered all that I can. Let's dive into this essential oil. Are you ready to hear what it is? That one essential oil that helps with motivation, energy, and pain/inflammation? Peppermint. That's right, peppermint essential oil. So let's start with how it works with motivation. You can use peppermint essential oil as a super effective pre-workout. I use it all of the time. You could even add in some citrus for a little boost together, like to make it berry invigorating or to level up the invigoration, I suppose. But I love to use peppermint to get me off the couch, to get me out of the bed. So whether you're diffusing it to get you motivated or inhaling it, putting a drop in your hands, rubbing them together, cup and deep inhaling, it's a great way to get your body up and moving. It's going to help increase some oxygen flow to the brain, open up the sinuses, and also increases focus and your ability to get stuff done, including your exercise. So don't miss out. Use your peppermint oil to help keep you motivated to work out. But what about energy, right? Second barrier. Well, if you want a good workout, then you are definitely going to use your peppermint essential oil. And this is where it is so vital that you are using a certified pure tested grade peppermint essential oil. Why? Because for maximum and sustained energy during your workout, you want to ingest the peppermint essential oil. The brand that I use, the essential oils are not only safe for ingestion, but they're actually recommended for ingestion. Ingesting peppermint oil has so many benefits. I recommend 1 to 2 drops per 8 ounces of water that you're consuming, and you can do this before or even during your workout. It has instant physiological effects on your body. In fact, there's a study I'm going to link in the show notes below where it showed where the participants ingested peppermint essential oil and they took their measurements before, during, and after, and then before, and then 5 minutes in and at an hour. And it showed that the peppermint oil improved all the areas of their testing, which was just phenomenal. So they were testing respiratory rates, they were testing strength, grip testing, long jump, high jump. It was just phenomenal. In fact, at one point in the finding, it talks about how in professional sport competitions, it's extremely crucial to have a lesser reaction time, right? So that you can score in a game. You want to be able to react faster and be more attentive. And the results in this study showed that even after 5 minutes of ingesting peppermint essential oil, and even 1 hour, there was a significant and considerable faster visual and audio reaction times in the participants. And this is a human study, guys. This is a human study, which is just phenomenal. So again, I'm going to link it in the show notes. Sipping on some peppermint water is going to be great. It's also really soothing to a scratchy throat. In fact, mine's feeling kind of dry and scratchy. I might have to pause and go get some peppermint. Okay, the third barrier and the final one that we're going to talk about today is pain. Again, if you're experiencing pain, you need to seek advice from a licensed medical professional about exercising, things of that sort. But if you just have a general discomfort in your body, using peppermint oil can help support your body's inflammatory response. That's right, peppermint has anti-inflammatory properties. So you can use peppermint topically on your body on the areas that hurt. You can do that before you work out, during your workout, or even post-workout to help manage the soreness from being from a good workout, right? So whenever we use essential oils topically, remember that dilution is important. Peppermint has a cooling effect that can be intense for some, actually for many. So I would recommend diluting peppermint essential oil using a carrier oil. Coconut oil is a medium-sized molecule as a carrier oil, so that's really good. So you could put like a dime to quarter size carrier oil in your palm to 1 drop of essential oil, and then that's going to give you a good amount of coverage to put over your shoulders, maybe your lower back, maybe in your calves or on your quads if your biceps are working out. You know, it depends on what you worked out that day. But peppermint essential oil is fantastic. Please be sure, though, to wash your hands after you apply it so that you don't accidentally get it in your eye. If that happens, remember, you can go back to my earlier episodes where I talk about things you need to know before you're using essential oils. In there, we talk about essential oil safety. And if you ever get an essential oil in a place that is too intense, maybe it's the tingling or cooling effect is too intense, then you can use a carrier oil to help slow down the absorption rate in your body. And that's going to decrease the sensation that doesn't feel so great. So if you are feeling unmotivated, have lack of energy, or don't like the pain or discomfort that comes from working out and exercising after you've been cleared by a medical professional, then you can use peppermint to overcome these barriers and maximize your workout. Who doesn't want to jump farther, higher, have better grip strength? I mean, think about as especially as you're increasing those weights. Like, I'm starting to lift heavier weights now, and I'm just amazed at the need for better grip strength in doing so. So again, the brand that I use is a Certified Pure Tested Grade Essential Oil. You do not want to even order the same brand off of Amazon. You need to order it directly from the company so that you know that it's pure. And you can do that using my link below. And when I have related products, I do make a small commission, but you will get 25% off of retail pricing and a free wholesale customer membership for a year. It works kind of like Sam's Club or Costco. And who doesn't love free stuff? There's all kinds of free stuff, including that free year membership. So if you were looking for a good peppermint oil, I've got you in the show notes below. I also will link the study I talked about, linking the benefits of ingesting peppermint oil. And yeah, we've talked about using peppermint aromatically, topically, and internally today. It is such a powerhouse. If you're going to try peppermint this week, hop on over to our free Facebook community and share with us how you used peppermint in a way that maybe you hadn't before and what you experienced while you were using it before, during, or after your workout. All right, mamas, let's work out for our bodies as temples of God for better physical health and for better mental health. I'll see you next time. Hey mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. I'll meet you back on Monday for another episode. Until next time.